Alright, this is chapter 3, the skeptic's argument. Basically, they said that schools have always been resistant to change. Back to when we had the, we switched from chalk to pencil, and even with the television, people were freaking out that that was going to just totally destroy the school system, which we know it didn't. The thing I found interesting about this chapter was they blamed a lot of this on the teachers. They said that teachers lack the training or the willingness. I agree with the training. I don't know about the willingness to use the computers. One thing they said was they have to give up center stage. Yeah, they really said that. Center stage. And that computers would undermine their authority or their knowledge base because they're no longer the key authority. You know, kids can check their computers or the internet or whatever to find out if the teacher's right or maybe something the teacher doesn't know. Teachers want to teach as they please. Technology would hinder classroom management. I find the opposite to be true in my case. One interesting fact they pointed out was computers and technology can't teach some of the very important skills, like the whole "all I really know I learned in kindergarten" kind of poem thought learning process. Yeah. That people would stop viewing teachers, and this is what they think teachers think, that they are the dispensers of knowledge, that we would lose respect because we are no longer held up to that big authority. And then that they're teaching as if they're facilitating. And so are we really teaching if we're just facilitating knowledge? Yeah. And then there were a couple of things I did agree on, though. They did say that all the technology and the computers would increase high-stakes testing. Totally agree with that because, like I've said many times, Huntsville is now one-to-one with technology. And it's all about the testing. They don't care if we do anything else. By golly, let's test and look at those test scores every week. Don't get me started. And then finally, they said the whole shift is going from covering material or covering all the history and all that and becoming more like facilitators of finding knowledge. Like, what do you need to learn and how are you going to need to learn it? And I do agree with that. There's so much to learn out there that we can't possibly teach it all. So those were just some very interesting thoughts that I found on this chapter.